Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. So many years in this chair, in this place. I love Mondays. People hate Mondays. I always repeat, for me, Mondays is the most creative day of my life because I have a chance to talk to people, meet people, some of them becoming my friends, and I think that's the day that I can say my guest is also my friend.
Absolutely.
Hi, Martin. What is your
Hello,
name?
Hello, Martin Harris.
Martin Harris. Oh, my gosh. No, you are Martin who?
Harashimovich.
I love it. And again, but in America, and not only in America, you are known one more time under the name of Martin
Harris.
That's easier. You cut this tough Polish ending of the second name, but do you call yourself Polish or do you call yourself man of the world?
I call myself Polish, and I will call myself Polish-American in a few months because I will be a double citizen, so right now I'm still Polish.
That's the best of that. We are also waiting for a phone call, hopefully from, I think from New York. We'll be talking to young singer, songwriter, and if she will be calling, we'll be stopping our interview. We'll talk to Alicia probably, G., and then we'll find out more about her life. But we'll have two perspectives on life, Polish-American and American perspective on the show business, because that's what we do, yes?
Yes.
Ouch! Martin, you are here in America for how long?
It's funny because I came exactly on April 9th, 2008, so it will be 10 years in a week.
Is this the long 10 years or short 10 years?
You know, it's pretty long. Actually, when I think about it, it's almost like a new me comparing to the way I came from Poland. And definitely was a lot going on for the last 10 years, especially the last 3-4 years. So a lot of experience, a lot of different emotions, a lot of great moments, some challenging moments. But yeah, I'm definitely wiser and more experienced.
That's easy to say than done. I will say we are bringing, as a Eastern Europeans, people to this beautiful country, USA. Oh, girl is calling. Okay, let's see and meet her, and we'll continue, Martin. Hello.
Hi, it's Alicia G.
Hi, Alicia G. Okay, my name is Ilona Europa. You are new to our show, Accent On. This is the show that put accents on very, very unusual artists and topics, and sometimes even very serious topics, and also on the people who have an accent, because like you already hear, Ilona Europa has an accent. Then if you don't understand me, or you have problem understand me, you just say, what did you say, Ilona? One more time, okay? That's our agreement.
Okay. And how do I pronounce your name one more time?
Oh, you're so sweet. My name is Ilona.
Ilana.
Ilona.
Ilana.
Ilona. Yes. You know, it's so...
Ilona!
I love you, Alicia.
Do it, Ilona.
Okay,
Ilona, let's do it.
You're perfect, but now you tell me, because some people say Alicia, some people will say in my country you'll be Alicia, how you pronunciate your name for people.
Alicia G.
You see, Alicia G. Okay, Alicia G. Not only you are gorgeous.
Yes, Ilona.
I love you. Not only you are gorgeous, not only you're a singer-songwriter, not only I wish you are with us in our studio in LA Talk Radio, and hopefully one day you'll be in LA and we'll be having you in our chair, but today we have our first conversation, and you are calling from New York?
Buffalo, New York. Yes, I am. Ilona.
Oh, you'll never forget my name. Okay.
No, then, I won't.
That's so sweet. I post on Accent on Facebook information about you and all your goodies about your merchandise and some type of shop and store on a website also about you being a singer, songwriter, pop and hip-hop influences. And we have song that we will be playing also for people that is called Do It. But if I can ask, Alicia, tell me, who do you feel you are the most? Actor, singer, songwriter, dancer? Because you are everything. Then tell us a little bit more about yourself. How all of this started for you?
Basically, since 11 months old, I have been competing in beauty pageants. And ever since then, I have been on stage. Besides doing beauty pageants, I have taken tap, jazz, ballet, cheerleading, gymnastics, modeling lessons, acting lessons, voice lessons. I was actually trained in classical music, where I was trained in classical opera. And then I also took classical piano lessons as well. And I made this 360 switch from classical opera to hip-hop and rap. And I love to entertain and make people smile. I really do.
That's lovely. We have Alicia, one second, because I have one more guest in the studio. His name is Martin, and if he would like to talk to you also, he's a very, very good actor. He's originally from Poland, but many years in America and played in many, many great movies too. Then maybe he would like to say hi to you. Can you say hi to Alicia?
Hello, Alicia.
Hi, it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure as well.
Okay, then I just don't want to omit my great guest in a studio because he's in this business too, and acting and sports and a lot of stuff. Okay, this is very impressive what we are saying. Seems like your parents...
I also DJ too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I saw on the Facebook some pictures of that. You are so young. How do you do it all? And tell us about your parents, because they did something right, you know, allowing you to educate yourself in so many different directions. And now hopefully you are happy.
My parents are truly my number one cheerleaders, my number one fans, and they support me 111% in everything and everything I do. And I am an only child, and they just always tell me to follow my dreams. I will never give up on my dreams until I walk that red carpet being the star that I know I once will be and still am. And this is me, Alicia G, the real me.
And seems like it's working for you, because as a teenager, not only you were beauty, you were winning a lot of nice crowns, probably. You are a really beautiful girl. And you had your first acting roles in a few good places.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit how this came about in your life?
How the acting came about?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, since I was... I've always been on entertaining and on the stage between beauty pageants, etc. But when I was 15, my claim to fame is reality TV. When we did a show called Wife Swap, my family and myself, and I was a child, and my parents were the parents. But let me just make myself clear, there is no reality on reality TV.
Oh, it God, thank you. Good that you tell us that, because sometimes it's just petrifying if the reality is real reality. But okay.
There is no reality.
But you still like it.
On TV.
But you like it.
Oh, okay. On reality TV at the time when I did it, yes, the exposure was out of this world, but the bullying that came after was a living nightmare. I got called and yelled at every name in the book. I didn't know names existed. That's how bad they called me names. I was bullied so bad. I was pushed down a staircase. I was dragged by a car over 12 feet on pavement where I had second-degree burns on my body. I went through living hell and back, but pushed me down, but I will always come back up. I'm like a jack in the box.
Wow.
Nothing will stop.
Then you decided that maybe singing is more safe for you, and obvious, I'm leading to your great song that we'll be playing that is called Do It, and everything what you are talking right now about is about you having not easy, but you always decide that what you want from life, you will get somehow there, and you will be doing, yes?
Absolutely. Keep my eye on the prize and knowing that the best is yet to come. And yes, I did reality TV. That's my claim to fame, as I may say so, and everyone else says so, sadly. But I'm also an upcoming movie, which is a feature film, sci-fi thriller, and it is called Deadstream, and it has me doing a role as myself, a cameo, me, Alicia G. Yes, that's me. And I'm actually going to be DJing in it, and I'll be performing an original song in the movie, and another one of my songs is the actual soundtrack for the movie. So I'm super, super excited about that.
Congratulations. I see Martin wants to ask you some question.
Yeah, not even asking a okay. question, but I'll tell you this, what you just said about reality TV. You know, I had a similar experience because I was a host and producer of a pretty hit comedy show in the biggest comedy club in this country, and at the beginning it was great because it was my kind of a ticket in, but also then mm-hmm. then eventually it was a lot of bullying, a lot of people, negative people, a lot of people trying to, you know, to get under your skin, and it became unbearable at some point, you know, so it was definitely a traumatic experience, but at the same time amazing experience. So it kind of helped me to get to the next level in my career, but at the same time I feel what you're saying, that, you know, it was your first step and an important step, and sometimes trauma comes with it, but then you just have to move on to those to the next thing, and that next thing becomes the thing that you really like and you really want to do.
Absolutely.
And
I couldn't agree more.
I know also we'll be playing the song after our interview, but I would like to know more about your merchandises. I want to know more about your website store. What is there for all of us to buy?
There are some fun filled t-shirts out there. Some have my logo on it. Some have a little picture that represents some of my songs. I have a calendar on there. I have a hoodie on there. I believe I have an iPhone case on there, if I'm not mistaken, last time I looked at least. And it's me, the real me, Alicia G.
That's beautiful.
And my website, my favorite colors, pink, black, and white. And it represents me between my DJing, my singing, and everything I do, and I love it. I just truly love to entertain. And the thing is, the way I like to do a lot of live performances is I incorporate my songs with my DJing. So I start out with maybe one or two songs, original songs, and then I go hit on the deck, on the ones and twos. I turn up on the ones and twos in the DJ deck, and I start spinning on those DJ decks and have the crowd, get your hands up, get them up, get them up, get them up. And I incorporate the DJing and my original songs. So it's a full show I put on. It's not just a girl spinning records or just a girl singing hip-hop rap. It's a girl singing hip-hop rap and also DJing along with my hype man. Shout out to Kulu, if you're listening. Woo-hoo, Kulu, you're awesome. And he's my hype man on stage. He's like, come on, everybody, get those phones up. You better be live streaming the show. Click photos. I want to see action now. Come on, get those hands up. Get them up, get them up, get them up.
Gosh, you're an entertainer. This is so cute. So cute. You know, I just don't know you. We are talking. You are just a really wonderful, sweet lady. And I cannot imagine this energy, ball of energy, being here in my studio. Because that we'll be doing, you know. We'll be probably dancing and singing with you. And the song, Do It, you wrote the song, yes? And was produced by
Andrew Lane, who's a multi-platinum award-winning music producer, who is absolutely amazing. Shout out to Andrew Lane. You're awesome.
Yay. Hi, Andrew. Lovely. I would love to have you one day on our show here live. Then you please tell Carlos, who that's a gentleman that we are working with, and he
Shout out to Carlos. Martinez, Subscribe Services, you're the best PR agent ever.
Yes, and he's really, really having a lot of great artists. Then I think I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to dance to your song. And I'm hoping everybody understands your message. And you are saying, better do it. Don't wait. Just do it. Then for right now, can you tell us how people can get in touch with Alicia G World, how they can find you?
You can find me on all social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, my website, anywhere. It's all Alicia G World.
Thank
Twitter,
you so
Instagram, much. Facebook, you name it, I got it. Alicia G World and my website, www.aliciagworld.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for today. And let's us listening to your song. And I will disconnect our phone call, but music will be playing. Alicia, thank you so much. And don't forget, when you'll be in LA, right, 1 month before. And for sure, I will hug you here and we'll play more of your music. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ilona. You're awesome. Have a wonderful day.
Love you. Just do it, girl. And we are taking your advice, and we will be doing the same. Just do it. Mwah. Bye.
Just do it.
I'm the next number one on the charts. Give me a beat, lay it down like a star. Think here a verse, and that's just a start. MVP on the track, I'm a star. Yup. Rap game ignites, so flight, so bright, straight shine, just downright tight. I'ma never reach the end, I'ma focus on the journey. So if you walk with me, we ain't stopping, only going up. I'ma stay up in the AM for you. Cooking with that flame, you know I got the juice. Sell it every stamp, so I see you amateur. I hit them with the fire, got bitches trying to scoop. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing. Day, every second, every hour. You think I'm trying to play, watch you win what you desire. You didn't know my name, now I'm gonna teach you to inspire. All these people hating like they trying to outsmart. They trying to grin the mind that comes straight from my heart. I only trust the people who've been there from the start. I'm cutting out the fakes like I'm inside the scar. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing. My heart is racing, cause I know I'm getting closer. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be fooling. They look at me and say, how you do it? I say, I got no time to be losing.
Thank you, Alicia G. World. Bye-bye. See you soon in LA. Bye. She's cool.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. It was kind of an old school hip hop from like
90s. I know, very
like
clean, 90s, very cool.
Which
and
is what
upbeat.
I like.
We like it. We like to move to beats.
It was
like
fun.
That. Really cool. Cannot wait to meet her. Really charming girl. Lady. Okay, now I know that I left it this line about us Eastern Europeans coming to America and bringing a little bit different work ethics, maybe a little different nervousness about who will be becoming here, because we were leaving, you and I were leaving a lot of lives behind us and family behind us, and we were hoping maybe for something that is here, or maybe was in our minds. Then when you come to what is the what is real and what is not, like the reality show that she says, what you found in America that was what you thought this country will be about, and what did you find that really was not the story that it was painted?
You know, it's kind of funny because I came here with a different type of experience. I mean, I was working since I was basically 15, 16 years old, because, you know, I just tried to escape home, basically.
Young boy, so, mama, bye!
So basically, I tried to find work, because here's what happened. Like, they wanted me to be a scientist, and because my father is a professor of university, and I wanted to be a rock star, so I was singing with a rock band, and they cut any sort of money. So I couldn't. So I wasn't getting any money from my parents for my rock and roll dreams. So I decided I have to work, and I started. First, I started writing for a rock and roll magazine, and then I started writing for a sports magazine, and then I became a sports writer, which I did in my 20s, and I was pretty well established. I had my own show on Polish TV. I was working with BBC. I covered, you know, like a lot of big events, including NBA finals. So I started coming here to America, but first I was just a guest. I was spending here about like a month every year, mostly on the East Coast, because those were cheaper flights and direct flights from Poland. And I was just working as a reporter, but also meeting people. And at the time, it was kind of my idealistic vision of United States. You've seen only the good stuff. You've seen, you know, big movies, big sports, big areas, people making a lot of money, and people being very friendly to you as someone they just met.
Around the event that you were
exactly.
So you were the guest, but you were welcome to guest.
Yeah, I was a welcome guest because I was a credentialed, you know, writer, and I had access everywhere to like locker rooms, to events, and to even like movie premieres or whatever, you know. So for a young kid, it was definitely eye opening. And I'm not gonna lie, when I moved here in the age of 30, because this artistic nature I had, because I wanted to be a rock and roll star as a kid. And it kind of didn't happen, and then I became a journalist. But always in the back of my mind, I had this you know, artistic spirit, and it kind of got awakened again in my late 20s. I decided to move here. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit naive, but at the same time, I think my approach was very professional. That I have to learn the craft first. I'll give myself 2-3 years to learn the craft, and then I'll try to go for it. And that's what I basically did. And I think last 3-4 years, I had, for someone who came here with zero experience and started in the age of 31, went to my first acting class, I think I did pretty well. But definitely my knowledge and my experience, what the show business really is, what Hollywood is, what filmmaking is, it made me overall, because there were some ups and downs, overall it made me a much better person, because I'm more focused now on the artistic side of it instead of the business side of it or the glamour side of it. I don't find that side attractive as I felt it might be when I first moved, but I'm more focused on the artistic process. This is what is most important for me. So I kind of try to separate what really matters from all that noise that you find being in the show business. As part of being show business, I try to focus completely on the work, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's what you say, work. That's what we were talking a little bit show.
By work, I mean like when I, for example, when I work as an actor on a TV show or a movie, all I'm trying to think about is just my role.
Focus.
Yeah, instead of how people will see it, how you know, like instead how will be perceived and what the movie will do for my career. I don't think about it. I just focus on my creation. That's it.
But that's 10 years from your life, and mm-hmm. you came here. You still are intertwined with the sport world. When
yes.
I'm looking at your Facebook page, it's so much of sports there.
Then I know it's
all of
I
these
it.
Things is in you, and I know you will be. You are a little bit between Poland and between America. You have life and family there. You mm-hmm. have work here. You have work in Poland. A lot mm-hmm. of people just want also to work with you in our country, in Poland. Then do you think if you will be working in Poland, will this be more sports-oriented or more acting type of job? Because rock and roller is not in your, hopefully, future.
I'll tell you a story, which is... Because, you know, like, I'm more comfortable with myself. I don't have any restrictions in terms of... I can talk about... Even, you know, a little embarrassing stuff, but I'll tell you a story. It's like actually a pretty painful story, but it was a good lesson for me. So here's what happened. Like, I wanted to be a rock star. I was a pretty good singer. I had a band, and then I dismantled the band, and then I became, you know, I had a chance because we're about to sign a deal with the label. I was 16 at the time, but, I unfortunately, we had artistic differences, and we dismantled the band. But so that was always in the back of my mind that I want to do it at some point of my life. And guess what? Last year I won a casting for a song on the X-Men soundtrack, X-Men Apocalypse.
Gosh.
And they invited me to the studio.
And
they changed the song, and they gave me the music sheet, and I couldn't read it.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Why did they do this to you?
I think they, you know, there was a pretty big composer. They had like the whole orchestra from like LA Phil right before me, and they just basically put me on the spot and tell me to sing. Hey, sing this.
No.
And I kind of couldn't go through that. And eventually, the guy who was like their staff singer sang the song. It was a Polish lullaby, and it stood on the soundtrack. It was a big trauma when they're like, hey man, it's just not working out, you know, but I will pay you for everything, blah blah blah. But that wasn't the point. Yeah, they
I
paid
understand,
me.
Of course.
But I wanted to be on the label.
Oh. Are you playing instruments too?
No, not anymore. I used to play guitar, but I didn't do it for 20 years.
Okay. No, you know what? Hey, you had your dream and the singing, maybe knowing you. And Alicia G says, just do it. Mm-hmm. Then probably something you'll figure out.
Point,
the one day
so,
you'll
yeah.
use your rock and roll voice. Ah,
yeah, I think so.
What type
think
of so. Musicians did you, singers you love the most?
At the time, I was so much into rock music. My band was almost heavy metal.
Okay.
But not like hard metal, more like. Yeah, I mean,
no
I was
metal.
I was screaming a little bit, but it was more like Black Sabbath.
Okay,
melodical metal.
I love this type of rock.
Yeah, but my favorite bands. I'm very old school. Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I went to see, and my friends didn't know who that is. Steve Hackett in Orpheum Theater. He's one of the original musicians from Genesis.
Wow.
From the 70s, and he's responsible for some of the greatest albums they ever created, like Sailing England by the Pound or Trick of Tail, which are on my top 20 of all time albums. And I went there, and I was probably one of the youngest people there in the whole audience, and everybody knew that, you know, he basically had a couple of his songs, but the rest was his Genesis repertoire. So those are like songs that were created 40-45 years ago, but because I'm such a big fan, we all knew every single beat of every single song, and it was an absolutely amazing atmosphere, and I loved it. And I also and some people are definitely jealous of that, and great, because I was able in 1994 to see live my favorite band of all time, Pink Floyd, in Berlin. And of course they're not playing anymore live, and only Roger Waters plays himself, and David Gilmour plays his stuff. But at the time it was their last official tour, the Division Bell tour, and it was my birthday gift from my dad, who for the first time kind of surrendered to my rock and roll hobby and got me this ticket, and went together, and it was amazing.
Oh, but you know, that's also why I love Accent On so much. You know, you bring the guests and you think, oh, we'll be focusing on your acting, which we need to talk a lot because things are heating up.
Yeah, always,
when we don't expect, things are popping up left and right, and it's like, wow, what's happened right now? But you are in this moment, and good things are happening also. Then I am very excited for you and congratulations. But knowing how passionate you are about music and sports, is you are more than actor, and I'm very happy to know you more from this side. Okay, then, acting. Okay, then 10 years passed. You are 10 years here. Like you said, you start taking first lessons, acting lessons, when you came to L.A.?
Yeah, I started taking first acting classes at Stella Adler Academy. It was my first year here. And basically, I left two jobs in Poland. I had very good jobs. I was a vice editor of sports in big daily newspaper. And at the same time, I was a broadcaster at private network, like the main broadcaster. So I was paid very good money. I lived in a great apartment in the center part of Warsaw. But I decided this is the last call to make my dreams happen. And I moved here. And I became an extra on Angels and Demons. And guess what happened? Next year, the movie came out. People in Poland saw that. And there were so many nasty online comments about me. Well-known journalist from Poland now is trying to be an actor in L.A. That's ridiculous. What is he doing? Is he crazy? So that motivated me even more. Maybe it shouldn't, but at the same time, it did. At the time, it did. You know, now I wouldn't care about it. You know, but at the time, I was like 31 and 32.
You wanted to prove something.
Oh, I wanted to prove
and
something.
And people badly. Like to crush you, crush us when we try to get a little bit higher. Now, no, you stay on the lower position. Why you are jumping to become?
It was unexpected because all I wanted to do was to come for 1 year to do like one acting job, move back to Poland and just to be happy. I know it's kind of naive thinking, but basically I wanted to do one acting job, move back to Poland and just to say, okay, this was my childhood dream. Yes. I did it. Now I can focus on real life.
Yes.
But once I started, I booked a couple of independent films in my first 3-4 years of acting while I was still at schools, three different schools. And I kind of got the bug of acting. I'm like, I really like it. It's really great because you can be all those people and you can use your imagination and you can be in those circumstances that will never happen to you in your real life.
Absolutely.
And this is such a fascinating journey. And then I got more involved. And I would say with every year of my acting, my approach has changed because at the beginning it was, going to parties, meeting people you've seen in movies. But then after 3-4 years, I didn't care about it at all. And it was just all about trying to get work on cool projects and just to express myself that way, which is 100% what it is now. Actually, to be quite honest with you, I don't really go out that much to movie parties or premieres because I don't think that's part of my personality.
Absolutely.
Per se.
I
just like to be like the guy who is just doing the filmmaking stuff, the process, and then goes home and either plays chess or reads books or meets with friends or whatever.
That's again, you're talking chess.
Oh, I love chess.
Where this came from?
Since I was a kid, I was playing with my uncle, who was always beating me. When I was 5 years old, I think I beat him for the first time. And since then, I played chess. I actually played for a club in Wrocław.
Oh, my gosh.
In a chess club.
My daughter, she is a really good player, chess player, too. And, she was 5, 6, 7 years old. And sometimes we had people coming to our house, the older gentlemen. I know nothing about chess, but we were putting the 7 years old girl with this, blank stare. And everybody's like, we'll try to treat her like a girl, like baby. She really held her own for a long time before she lost at something. But people were like, where this came from? Then she was winning some competitions. I have all of these cute metal awards in my home because we put her in a school, chess school, and she enjoyed it. But now I don't even know if she likes it. But it's part of journey, part of who you are, way how you think, because chess, this is a tough game. Mm-hmm. You said to me you like to be always 2 steps ahead. I will say I'm trying to be 1 step ahead, but you said 2, and I was like, I want to talk to him about that. 2, how can you predict or pre-plan 2 steps ahead? of what will happen.
Well, I think that's the way I look at it, you know, in chess and in life, especially recently, because I also, you know, made my mistakes, not maybe major ones, but definitely I made some in my life, you know. But I'll tell you this, one step ahead, you see the danger. Two steps ahead, you see your future path. That's how I look at it, yeah. So one step ahead is good because you can spot the danger, the immediate danger.
Okay.
But two steps ahead is like, is this leading me? Like, for example, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So for my big success, and even Polish television recently did a story, TVN, about me, and they ran a story around Christmas about me having the hit show at the Comedy Store. You know, so like while I was still pursuing acting, I became like a host producer of a comedy show in a little taco restaurant. Then it moved to Flappers Comedy Club, that was top 10 club in LA. And then Comedy Store brought me, which is the biggest club in the world. Especially right now in the golden moment of it. So it was kind of unexpected because that wasn't the trajectory of a career I wanted to go. But it it blew up immediately. Like, I didn't expect that at all and became super popular. But because I was a producer, you know, I had all the comics reaching out to me and asking for stage time. Even if I met some amazing people, like Judd Apatow was on my shows many times, old Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Whitney Cummings, Chris D'Elia, who were recently... the last year was actually the best because I had people like Jimmy Carr... I had people like who is the guy who is the host of The Price is Right? What's his name?
The new guy?
Okay. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. Yes.
Drew Carey. Drew Carey did my show in October. So it was like all like amazing, and those comics loved me, but it was so stressful. It was every Friday, sometimes even Friday and Sunday. And I felt like 2016, it was my breaking year in acting when I booked 5 TV shows, 2 major films. 2017, I ran out of gas,
yeah.
Because of the commitment to the show, because of basically taking care of everything from hosting to producing to putting the show together to promoting. Everything was on my head, and after 4 or 5 years, I felt I have to look two steps ahead.
Wow.
I'll run out of gas completely, and I will have no strength to continue acting, grow as an actor, grow as a performer. If I continue the show, I have to stop the show.
Amazing.
Because otherwise, even if it was giving me good money,
yeah.
Great name, great connections, I had to look two steps ahead where I'm going to be 2018, 2019, 2020. I can't do it forever. This is the moment where I have to change the pace a little bit, dig into acting and writing, and just focus on that because I just can't do it all at the same time.
I just love what you are saying. I really, really do. Martin, to say no to things that are like really growing, and you created this baby, you create this gorgeous something, and you understand that you could just all go a little bit longer or go down with this project, or just say goodbye and focus on something that you think you need to right now, which still is an acting, yes? Still,
yeah, of course.
Acting is what you want to do. And I know... I like your style because you are not 20-something that every morning wakes up and runs to 50 auditions and cries, why I'm not, why is not me, what's happened. We, as a little bit older, I'm older than you, I found myself to getting calmer and calmer, not only with my decisions, but also seeing maybe one step ahead where I'm getting into, and is it worth it anymore for me to just dip into something that can bring more trouble than maybe I expected. The acting is like day to day, you don't know what will day bring, you know, what is the next meeting with whom, what maybe the dream, next dream will be, is this you, will not be you. How do you deal? You are very young still, you know, being 40 years old, this is like still for my men in Hollywood, in Europe, in Poland, whenever you will be as an actor, it's like prime, I think, prime for the bestest men's roles, good guys, bad guys, whatever you want to be. But are you nervous every morning? Are you waking up and being nervous, or you don't have any of this nervousness in you?
Well, I'm nervous because I'm still anxious as a person, but for no reason I'm nervous. But I'm actually calm when it comes to like actual things, actual real problems that I'm very calm. I'm just nervous overall as a person.
Okay.
But it's the nervousness that has no actual source.
Okay. Oh, you need to work on that.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And I, you know, the anxiety in America. I don't know if it's all around the world, but I met so many wonderful people who just wake up and go to bed with the feeling of being nervous or scared or just even thinking the next day will bring something which never really does, the bad things that is in their heads, and they just try to find the answer for them, and they do yoga, they eat well, they exercise, they're just, but I think, I know you're anxious, gentlemen, but I think I see the beauty in your decision, because I think you are calming down, and if you narrow down the needs that we have, you see through out stuff that are not necessary. Okay. And that's, I think, I'm too older and I got to this point right now. I'm getting to this point. But I think you're very smart, and you are getting right now in the age of 40 to say, yeah, I did it all. I did. I tasted. I know. Maybe now is the time to focus on a dessert or soup or, you know, not on whole meal.
Plus, I'll tell you this, I'm also very curious of life and curious of people. I made a decision which people were shocked by, that because when I quit Comedy Store at the end of December, and it was fantastic, the last show was perfect because it was sold out. People were, you know, like the comics were giving, basically praising me from stage, and they said a lot of very, very nice things about me and what I did for them, which is true. Because
you
I
have
took
this
it
on a tape?
Yeah, I do. Yay! I do. And it actually is on YouTube, like my final word about comics, because I also got involved in the last couple of months of me being there in a charity which I created for comics with depression, because I've lost a couple of people to suicide. I knew from the comedy environment, a lot of them are very, very depressed, and they have real mental illnesses, you know.
Absolutely.
Because this is a brutal business.
Brutal. How you can be happy or bring happiness or laugh or smiles all the time, like, because they say so, you need to entertain people on
so
this
much
level.
Too,
this,
you know, comedy, even more than acting. Yeah, it's almost impossible to make money on comedy. In LA, it's impossible practically.
How can you touch topics that are maybe dangerous and still find yourself to feel like you can do it? All people say, oh no, you can, in comedy you can say odd all. I don't think so, because I think people can turn on you in 1 second. What was funny today, tomorrow can get you in so big trouble. Then, you know, there's, I don't know, this freedom of speech, but I don't know, what do you think? Comedy has a freedom of speech, or just they need to be careful?
They need to be careful on network, you know, but it still does a little bit. But I'll tell you this. So for my mental health, just to finish my thoughts. So for my mental health, in January, I pick up a temporary job, which I do mostly on Saturdays, and I coach 3 to 4 years old kids soccer in a soccer school. So I work with little kids.
And you are ready to be daddy.
And that brings me a lot of joy. Actually, I enjoy it a lot.
Oh, I know you are a single gentleman, and we need to get you soon married and have beautiful babies on your own, because you have so much to offer. Your wife will be laughing or taking care about your anxiety.
Or crying.
We need to, or crying. But yeah, we need to first, I think you are calming down. I think you
are. Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah.
And that's, we make decisions, the decisions which we stick to it. It's not only you and I. I would like to tell people, you know, sometimes life is so full of chaos and you think never, ever will be better. But you know what, people? Always is getting better if you really believe that things will work out in the end. And that's what I'm going, in America, sometimes I'm going like crazy here. Like, it's so much scarier right now than 20 years ago when I started living here.
Pressure to succeed, you know, like the almost like the society. It's good and bad at the same time, because it's a huge I would say focus on people to be very, very successful.
Yes.
And to be more successful than others. And it's like a race that, you know, at the end of the day, you can't win, because there will be always someone ahead of you.
And must be good for them, because this we are always us. They will be not
exactly
fair. And people don't understand that. They always think me or them, me or them. No, it's really only you, and the journey is yours.
Yeah,
and
the
people
journey
compare,
is yours.
compare. No comparing, people. You win with yourself, lose with yourself, enjoy the journey. And, you know, I'm scared because I'm going against time. We still have 5 minutes to talk, and I don't want to miss anything, because I know you are leaving to Europe for a little bit, and I know you booked something cool in last few days, and it's like you mentioned every time when you pick up the tickets to go somewhere. Good things happen. I'm like, now I need to rebook. What's happened in the last 3 days, few days?
You know, like, first I had I was thinking about going to Poland for Christmas, and I couldn't go because I booked for January, for start of January. I was in Atlanta shooting a CBS show, MacGyver.
Yeah,
which is my second CBS show, because the first one was Scorpion. So I definitely did it, and it was a great experience. Atlanta, you know what? Like, people in Atlanta are so like naturally nicer in like normal circumstances. Like, I remember after my fifth day on my major scene, I went to a local bar. And then people were just randomly talking to me about life, you know. Like, I like LA, but most of the conversations you have here is like, what do you do? Who is your agent? Where did you book this job? It's all about work, you know. We're in Atlanta, like, people were talking to me about life, you know, and it was a great experience.
Wow. Okay, no, but now you said you had few auditions and something is cooking very, very cool or not. Or maybe you fly, or maybe you still need to release your tickets and do it later. But, you know, I want you to just rebook the tickets even. I know
that you would love to, because it's huge.
Oh, gosh, I cannot wait. When happens, you tell me and I will tell people on the air. Because, like, again, our sweet, beautiful Alicia G said, just do it. There's no chance. If you don't do it, you will never know. Then your 10 years being in America here and pursuing the crazy left and right dreams, because from sports, from acting, from comedy club, for now even being taking care of the 3 or 4 years of talents, soccer talents, or what they are doing.
Yes, soccer kids. plus also I published 2 books in Poland last 2 years.
Okay, sorry. So. Okay, so adding that and still dreaming to become a rock and roller or whatever you do. And I know that Poland is waiting for you, probably with some very good unusual offers too. You have a lot of going on in your life. Then don't be anxious.
No, it's just my natural thing that I'm working on. Actually, I started meditating last 6 months. I went to this place called Den, and I met a lot of cool people there. I think it's very important, meditation, because, like, a lot of people try to meditate with drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Where the actual meditation is much better and much healthier. So
to
I never did any drugs in my life, I can tell you this. I hit my share of alcohol at some point. But I would say that the real meditation, always before falling asleep, I meditate for at least 10, 15 minutes, and it's very good.
To me, and please, sweet Americans, everybody who listens to our show, and trust me, Europeans love to talk. We love to see each other. We love to talk to strangers. We sit and eat. We have time for coffee, for cookies on the street. We're just trying to travel a lot, making our family priority, or meeting, just easy, dropping in, dropping out from the knock-knock to door call. It's not like so hard here to even become closer friends to anybody, because it seems too much work. It's really not. We are afraid of being closer to people. Then I think that's our beautiful advice to people. You be less anxious, and meditating is good, but I think we just need to talk. We need to talk to each other, meeting more often, go to movies, which nobody goes to movies with few friends. We are going, young people, but normally, like, do we have a time? 2 months from now, I will jump and see this movie. Are you owner of the pass movie, pass special monthly $10 something? And then
it's now $7, you know? Like, somebody just posted it, they just changed it to $7. Oh, you know what? Like, and we have a telepathic, I think, thing between us, because I was just thinking about it an hour ago about getting that pass. So.
Do it, because you know what? We have with my daughter, and fact is that we every month we see minimum 1 or 2 or 3 movies, not because it's cheaper so much, but this too. But fact is that if you hold something that gives you this easy access anytime, any moment, anything, and you're like, I'm in mall, okay, what's going on? I'm going to see. And then you don't want to enter this movie because it's 3 hours from your life, and sometimes you walk out. I walk out twice from the movie because I didn't cry, because I didn't pay so much. But this is something, like in Europe, the movies were very cheap. You could go to school almost for free. A lot of stuff was really good in our country, and here costs so much money too. But if you buy the $7, you'll feel really happy to knowing that any moment of your life when you're like, oh, okay, I'm going, I'll see, you can go, and it's just easy, and it's really lovely, and brings people to the movies. I see in Thousand Oaks and everything half full places instead of empty, almost always empty. Even Red Red Sparrow. Did you go and see this?
No, I haven't, but I know the guy who's in it, the Polish guy, Krzysztof.
Yeah, Krzysztof was
good
here.
Good friend of mine, yeah. Very good actor.
Very good actor. And yeah, he really set the tone for all this movie. But we couldn't even get with our pass. We couldn't get it. It was filled for like first two weekends. And I was very happy for the movie. And go and see it. Yes.
But yeah, we for sure, yeah.
Anyway, if people want to get in touch with you and maybe somebody has a role, big role for you, then you never know who is listening. And then how can people can check? I have your link to your life on my Facebook on Accent On. But is any way that is easier and simpler that we can give people away who listen or download our shows?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter, Martin W. Harris. Actually, I'm there a lot. That's one social media I like. I'm not that much on the other ones. However, I'm on Instagram as well, Martin Harris LA. And on IMDb, you can find my email. And I always respond.
Yeah, you do. And you're always on time. I love that very much. But for today, I wish you rebook your tickets again for the next 2-3 months. You to call us and tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait also to ask you for some favorite, because I have very, very beautiful lady. Beautiful. She's inspiring to be a comedian, and she's funny. And I want you to just talk to her and give her some life advice about this business. And you promised me to do that.
Absolutely.
And I am so, so happy about this. Thank you for today.
Thank you very much, Lona. It's my pleasure.
I cannot wait to see you in Poland or in America again. And for right now, just maybe second Dance and Pray, Ilona Europa, my new song. And then bye-bye until next Monday.
Break my heart.